Well, now, if you make muffins, is the batter different, or is it the same?
Well, you can cook them just about the same. You put a little flour or something. Some people put eggs, but I don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't. We don't like eggs in it.
Well, you don't use self-rising flour then, do you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. But you still put soda in it?
Well, I do on account of putting buttermilk. It'll make it kind of sticky-like. And I put a little soda because that milk will be a little sour and it won't rise.
I see.
And you put a little soda and it'll rise.
Okay. Well, what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal besides cornbread and muffins?
Well, I use cornmeal lots to roll loaves and things like that I cook.
Okay. Do you ever make hush puppies or corn dodgers?
No, I never have. I've heard of them lots, but I never have made any myself.
Uh-huh. Well, what about cornmeal dumplings?
I never did eat any of them. I've heard of them, but I never have made any.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I wouldn't know, because I never did eat any of them. But I've heard of it, but I wouldn't know what you call it.
Uh-huh, okay.
My mother used to cook on the fire in what they used to call an old-timey, they called it a skillet, and it had a lid.
Uh-huh.
Lid on the top, and shovel out coals, and put on the bottom and set that skillet on. It had little legs about that long. And then she'd put that lid on there, and he'd had a little hickey on the top, you know. Cover that with big old coals. We burned oak wood in the fireplace. And added brown so pretty and be the best bread, and you had a little hook you could raise that up.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
We liked that kind of cornbread.
That sounds good. Would it have a nice crust on it?
Uh-huh. All the way around, too. Bottom and top and around the side. It was so good. You could take that in butter and eat it, and it was really good.
Well, and she called it cornbread.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I've heard of that cooking bread in ashes, but I never did see any.
Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Well, I wouldn't know. Cornbread, we used to make mush out of cornmeal.
Well, now how do you do
that? And it was
soft.
Just have your water a-boiling and put you some butter or other seasoning, whichever one you'd like, and stir your meal in there and boil it. And it was really good with sweet milk.
Well, now, is that, when it turns out, is it about the same consistency of grits? Or is it?
It's something like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We used to make it, call it mush, is what they used to call it then.
Well, now, is that eaten for breakfast or lunch?
Supper.
Supper. Okay. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
Just loaf bread, I reckon.
Okay. Now, do you ever make bread?
I make biscuits, but I don't make loaf bread. I just make homemade biscuits.
Well, now how do you make
out
those?
Of flour.
Mm-hmm. Do you knead them?
Uh-huh, and, put your seasoning, you know, and buttermilk. I make mine with buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
And make a soft dough and roll them out. And little biscuits. Bake them. That's all the kind of bread I ever make that way.
Okay. You do a lot of cooking with buttermilk, don't you?
Yes, I do.
It has it makes taste different.
It makes a different taste. Makes the bread rise good and things too. Just, you know, sweet milk kind of makes it tough like biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, tell me this. Maybe you were raised on a farm. Maybe you can tell me. What's the difference between buttermilk and sweet milk? I mean, I know the difference in taste, but...
Well, it just takes that fat out, I reckon, and it's just got a different taste.